stars are beautiful, and I saw that you live in Kentucky and maybe a little bit outside the city, so I think you get to see a nice, really dark, dark night sky. It looks like that, but to us it looks a little bit deeper. I almost feel like I could touch them. Over. So we're orbiting the Earth at 220 miles up. That's, if you were to drive 220 miles in your car, it would take you about, I don't know, about 3.5 or 4 hours. So if you were to drive straight up to space, that's where we'd be. But made before we come up here. It comes in packages, and there's kind of two different kinds. One is in packages that we just heat up, and we actually put them in a little oven. It looks like and the other kind is packages that have a little place where we can add water with almost like a needle. Our water faucet has like a needle coming out, and so we add water to our food, and then it's either cold or hot, and then we heat it up if we need to a little bit more. And so we have rehydrated food, kind of like camping. Over. Oh, I have definitely lost things in space, Tanner, but not outside the International Space Station. I haven't been on a spacewalk yet. But inside the space station, it's really, really interesting because as soon as you let go of something, it's going to float away. And it's just going to float around. A lot of times it'll float to where a fan is drawing air in to recirculate it, and it'll float against the fan screen. And that's when you're lucky and you find your stuff. But some things we can look for a long time. So we really try to hold on to our stuff, and everything has to have Velcro or something to hold it down. Over. Well, Bethany, it kind of changes. We have the same food. Like every 9 days we get a new box of food. And so we eat that food for 9 days. Well, I talked to my family. I have a son who's 10. He's in fourth grade. And he and I read stories together, and we talk about Calvin and Hobbes. He really loves that cartoon, and so I have Calvin and Hobbes cartoons up here, and we talk about which ones are our favorites. And so I talk to my family. I play the flute. I have up here, so I play the flute sometimes. And email with friends, and mostly look out the window. Over. Kilo 4, Sierra, Sierra, Alpha. How do you hear me? I don't hear Gage. Okay. Gage, mostly we see the Earth from, at least that's the way the space station is pointing right now, and I will say I just love seeing it. It's wintertime right now, so there's a lot of snow on the ground, and so we can see so many things because they're kind of outlined by the snow. It's great. Over. Sammy, I'm hoping that space is crowded in the future. I mean, right now, we have one space station that is built by 60. Bailey, it's a hard thing to do to go to Mars, and actually one of the things that we're doing on our space station here is figuring out, you know, how people need to live, what we need to make sure people have in order to get to Mars, how they need to sleep, how we can protect them from radiation, what kind of food, can we grow food so we don't have to bring all the food, how much toilet paper do they use? I mean, all those kinds of questions we need to answer before we can actually go to Mars. So we're getting there, and you know what? You, meaning you, all you students, could be some of the ones who actually go, and I think that's pretty exciting and a reason to stay in school and really work hard. Over. Morgan, I am certain that humans will live on another planet. I don't know if I will. I think it might be up to your generation to leave our planet and go live on other planets, but I'm certain that we will. Over. We can when it comes in the windows, and we have a cupola, which has a lot of windows. It's like one module that has windows all the way around, and it'll get warm in there. But in general, our space station is just like your house. It depends what you set the thermostat at. Over. Well, Trevor, I'll say it takes a long time to get ready to launch, and it starts just where you students are right now, which is asking questions of people that that like to know what they think and what they know. And that's for the getting ready. To actually get up here, it's... Levi, you know, I don't know the answer to your question. It's one that involves a lot of math and calculations, and I could do those calculations, but I haven't actually done them. And so I think it might be up to you and your class to try to figure out maybe just approximately how much force it takes. Over. You know, sleeping with no gravity is easy. You just kind of go to sleep. I have a sleeping bag that's tacked to the wall. And what's kind of interesting, I think, is that in a way, you can actually sleep anywhere. And so every once in a while, we find one of us has gotten really sleepy and actually fallen asleep right sort of floating around in the module. Over. And Cody, I don't hear you. Can you try again? The forest, Sierra, Sierra Alpha. I do not hear you. We might have lost our path, but if you can hear me, thanks for the great question. And why don't y'all maybe look on the web and see what we did yesterday. Yesterday, we actually caught a supply ship with our robotic arm, and in installed it on the ISS, and we have a new launcher with new...